So, have you been doing anything interesting during this Snowden, or just hanging out?
Just hanging out. Nothing crazy.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah.
How did they cancel work? Like, did they close your store at all for like?
So, I was off this weekend.
Okay, yeah, no matter what.
Yeah, so I was off. And then I couldn't go in today, so I called my boss and was like, look, NJ Transit's down.
Yeah.
There's no way for me to get in. So he's like, okay, yeah. Right. There wasn't like, and then I'm off tomorrow, so I got a nice little 4 day vacay.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'm
Well,
running ragged.
it's supposed to all freeze now, right? So maybe you'll get an extra day out of it. Because it was snowing again today, right? Or is that, I mean, I haven't seen outside in 2 days, so I don't know.
No, it did snow a little bit, so you're not wrong. But we shall see what transpires. Well, the buses, my bus was reactivated at the middle of the day.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's fine. So it should be fine for Wednesday when I
Fair
go
enough, fair
back.
enough.
When I go back into the fold.
But hey, enjoy your days off while you can.
Yeah, I will do what I can.
All right, ready to jump into some hockey news?
Yeah, they're playing right now. There's people skating about.
Well, I know they canceled the Rangers game. Where are they playing? I guess it's on the West Coast they're playing right now.
No, the Rangers are playing. They can't. They canceled the Columbus game.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Wow.
It's
Damn,
okay.
they must be like, they must have cleaned out the arena, or there's another way to get to that arena. I guess the subway, right?
Yeah, the Garden's amazing for the fact that I shouldn't say, yes, NJ Transit, MTA, Long Island Railroad all intersect underneath the arena. So
Yeah, that's very fair.
as long as the trains are running, like it's an easy game to get to. And then for Long Island, the Islanders, it's a 30-minute ride from Penn Station to the arena.
Yeah, fair.
So it's like su super easy to get to those guys. I went to my first Ranger game 2 weeks ago, and
Oh, how was that?
really good. I mean, I've been to the Garden multiple times. I've seen concerts, college basketball, comedian. Like I've seen a lot at the Garden. First time seeing a hockey game, and it did not disappoint. Energy was amazing. The game was fun. The food is unreal. So the only thing that sucks about going to Ranger games is the ticket price. But other than that, it was a great time. It
I can.
is you save your allowance to go to that thing. Good Lord.
Fair enough.
I was fortunate enough to was gifted the tickets for Christmas, but I know they were not cheap, and I was very grateful for that gift.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad. Let's start off with the NHL fining Maple Leafs William Nylander for an obscene gesture. What do you make of this on
You
Sunday?
shouldn't you I you shouldn't give the finger when the camera's on you, even if you're frustrated.
That's very fair.
He apologized, and look, I shouldn't say, well, Tampa Bay's in their division. Toronto is second to last. They've lost four in a row. They're having a rough go of it, and
Yeah.
frustration creeps in.
They were down 3-0, right, when it happened. It wasn't like, why would he do such a thing? I mean, it's like, well, kind
Yeah,
of, yeah.
also, he's still in his 20s, and when you're young, you do silly things, I guess. And he came out and apologized for it and realized that that was not the best thing to do. And just got to move forward. I mean, it's been this kind of year for Toronto. I mean, the Atlantic is very, very close, and even though they've lost four in a row, at 57 points, they're still
Yeah.
right there. They're not completely out of it.
Well, you said in the beginning of this season, and it's kind of like gone that way, is that like there were so many like up and downs in the beginning of the season that no one's, I mean, a couple teams have pulled away, but nothing is out of reach yet. And that's very interesting. It's kind of one of the first seasons in memory where there's been so many ups and downs that any team, even if you're in second to last, could theoretically, make a run for it.
Look, I mean, if there's a will, there's a way. And I mean, look at Buffalo was a dead last,
Yeah.
and now they're in third.
Yeah.
So anything is possible, and I'm hoping that I would love to see Buffalo in the playoffs. This team is young, it has a lot of talent, and I've said it, I never understood why they were so bad. I've dragged them like everybody else, and I'm at the flip of that coin is happy to see them doing as well as they're doing because it'd be great for them to get back in the playoffs. Doesn't mean they have to go and win the Stanley Cup. It'd be awesome to go from last place to a Stanley Cup. I think St. Louis did that a
Yeah.
couple years ago, but just to get that fan base riled up, this team means a lot to that area, and to see them having a winning record and see them, doing what they're doing is great. But to go back to Toronto, I mean, look, you have 57 points. You're 5 points out of a wild card spot. That's 3 wins. That's
Yeah.
not unheard of. That's something they could do. The question is now, you going into the Olympics, are you going to be a buyer once you get out of the Olympics? Who are you trading for? How are you improving this lineup? And what does this lineup need to look better?
Totally fair.
And that goes for a few teams, but the Atlantic is just like murderer's row. And I mean, Florida's got Mr. Tkachuk back. They've
Ha.
won 3 in a row. Now they're starting to rev up.
Yep.
I mean, Toronto, Tor not Toronto, Tampa, they're dialed in. Detroit has been very, very consistent. They've been doing great. Montreal and Boston kind of go up and down, but Boston, I mean, I didn't expect Boston to be where they're at. I
No,
mean,
especially after the massacre last year.
yeah, they just gutted the whole team, but I guess that was the right move because they're fighting for a playoff spot. I believe they are a wild card team.
Damn.
So good job to them. They're losing right now to New York, but it's early in the second, so we'll see what happens there.
Fair, fair.
But yeah, Toronto, don't even when you're down, don't flip the bird. I mean, come on. We
Well,
expect that from lesser teams.
let's stay in New York for a bit. We'll talk about the New York Rangers have recently announced some retooling plans, quote unquote. What do you think that does for Artem Panarin? He's in the final year of his contract, but it's a cap of what, 11.6. And a no movement clause. They got to be looking at the clear up some space if they're retooling, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that 2 years ago, very, very good. They started last year, just started trading everybody. They're going to do it again. They're going to retool. I don't know who they're really building around. I'm guessing it's JT Miller. Panarin, to answer your question, they've already come out and say they're not re-signing him, which is unbelievably stupid, in my opinion.
Wow, okay.
Who's your best player?
Do you think
Hands
they could
down,
make up with that for that all that cap space though?
I don't think, look.
Not to disagree with you. I'm 100% in agreement, but they gotta be thinking something else, right?
Yeah, I mean, what I don't know, I mean, are they going to try to get a king's ransom? No one's going to make a big trade for Panarin unless they could lock him into a contract.
Fair.
You're not giving away prospects and draft picks without a guarantee that he's going to resign. Because otherwise, it's the Jake Gensel thing all over again. Happens time and time again. You make a trade for a big name player, and then you try to re-sign him, and you just can't re-sign him. I mean,
Yeah.
a little different in Minnesota because Quinn has another year in his contract, so it's a little bit different there. But this guy, you're going to rent an $11 million player. Yeah, his year is 11. He gets $11 million this year, but we're already at 50 games in the season. We're already in the tail end. So you're really looking at 5 or 6 million versus that 11.
That's totally fair.
So if you're looking, if you're a team, you know, looking to add on some really good high end scoring and you just need that extra push and you're willing to take that on just for the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, but what are you willing to give up to do that? Teams that might try to make that move, and it's crazy to say, but like if it's a short term move, Vegas, they're in on everybody.
Yeah,
they got Rasmus Anderson last week. I mean, they got Mitch Marner. They did remember they got a couple years ago. They got Tomas Hertl. They made the trade with Buffalo to get Jack Eichel, who ended up winning a Stanley Cup with them. If there's someone that's around Mark Stone a few years ago, if there's someone that's around that they could possibly make a move on, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Is it smart long term? Probably not, because you can't. How many 10, 11, $12 million players could you have on your roster? I know the cap is going up, but at some point, like, you need to get other players. You can't always have 10, $12 million, because that's just what happened in Toronto. They had all these top end guys, and now they're in the position they're in, where you don't have enough money to spread around. You need to feel the team.
Yeah, fair enough.
But for New York, I mean, what do you build around? JT Miller and Shesterkin? I mean, maybe Adam Fox, but Trocheck is another name to look out for on the move, and I think he's going to be a big trade deadline guy. I could see him going. Alexis Lafreniere, I think they want to get a lot back for a former number one pick. $7 million cap hit. I'm not sure what team wants to make a move there, but I think he's someone who could really use a change of scenery. He's shown flashes of being up towards a 25, 35 goal scorer.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's time to get out of New York and go somewhere else and try to, you know, see what else is out there.
What do you think of the rumors that the Sharks are interested in Brandon Schneider, who was also in his last year?
The Sharks are a team who's circling the playoffs. They're, I believe, as of right now, they are just outside a wild card spot, but they're right there. I think they might be tied with like Seattle and LA for that final wild card spot, which is great for them. They're right in it, which is something that no one expected them to be in at this point. Them boosting that team, they got the salary cap, they got the draft picks, they got a lot of assets where they can make a move. And Mike Greer, over the last 2 years as general manager, has done some really amazing moves. He got Celebrini, Will Smith, Michael Misa, top picks right there. You know, and then more draft picks to follow who haven't hit the NHL just yet. So this team is looking really deep in terms of their prospects coming up, much like Chicago.
I mean, a lot of teams, what the roster freeze is in a few days, right? February 4th. So a lot of these things have to happen quickly. Another one that I think is very interesting, former number one overall pick Shane Wright, is kind of up for grabs as the Seattle Kraken are kind of trying to like mix things up to try to, you know, keep that playoff spot alive. What do you think they can get for him? And is this the right move for Seattle?
What can they get? I don't know. He's had quite the up and down career. He's super young. I think he's like 22. So by all means, plenty of you know, opportunity. Last year was his first full year. 44 points in 79 games. Not bad. I mean, for first full year. Then this year in 51 games, 18 points, definitely a regression up right there. I said it last year. He's a guy I think needs a change of scenery, needs to get those top 6 minutes. You know, he plays center, which is a little bit more sought after. How many teams going into this season were looking for that second line center? He could fit that mold on a lot of teams. I mean, think of anyone who's pushing for the playoffs, need that depth. I mean, he's that guy. Maybe New Jersey would be interested in that, you know, as an opportunity for him to go there. I mean, maybe New York. I mean, New York's looking for anything at this point. So much like the Vegas Golden Knights, the Rangers are probably in on everybody. So, yeah, I think he could definitely he's a change of scenery after 4 years.
Fair, fair, fair.
Yeah. And the Rangers now gave up another goal, so now they are tied.
Oh,
not
boy.
Surprised there. But, you know, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
All right. Moving on. Let's go to Pittsburgh. The league is reportedly looking into a hit thrown by Brian Rust at the end of the game against the Canucks. Vancouver-based broadcaster Rick DeWally went as far as to say the expectation is the supplement discipline will be coming, which would include finer suspension. What do you think is going to happen to Brian?
I think, I don't know about suspension, but it's probably going to get a max fine.
Yeah.
You know, hockey is a physical game. Emotions fly high. Adrenaline is on an all-time high. And sometimes things happen in the moment. And then, you know, unfortunately, you can't hit the pause or the rewind. And you just have to accept what's going to happen and just move forward from it. Rust is one of the better players on Pittsburgh. And have him, if he does end up getting suspended, having him out for any period of time definitely puts a wrinkle in their offense. And they're flying high right now. And you hate to see that.
Fair enough. All right. Yeah. Do you think it's really going to cost the Penguins in the long run? If you know, like, is
if
this
it's
gonna
a game? Maybe not. If it's multiple games, yeah. But we'll see. We'll see how the cookie crumbles. I mean, again, he plays a lot with Sidney Crosby. So having one of Crosby's line mates out, I mean, he's got 18 goals, which is second on the team only to Crosby right now. So
yeah,
having him out of the lineup for any period of time is a little rough. But this team, you know, Kyle Dubas has put together, at first looked like a ragtag team, said he'll trade anybody. These guys this year have come together. I mean, he made one trade so far that I recall recently was for Igor Chinnikov from Columbus, and he's already got 5 goals in 13 games. He's turning his season around. He's playing really well. And, you know, he's a young player that Columbus is. I guess he didn't want to be in Columbus anymore. You know, he had a rough go of it. And now he's dialed in. Great pickup for Pittsburgh.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. The next piece of news I have. Netflix has announced a new documentary, Miracle, The Boys of 80, about, obviously, the Miracle on Ice. You know, I guess right in time for the Olympics as we gear up. But do you think, like, we needed? I mean, I love Netflix documentaries. Don't get me wrong. One of the things Netflix does very well is make these. But do we need this? We already have the great, you know, movie that came out in, Jesus, 2004?
2004.
Good Lord, we're
Miracle.
Old.
I have it somewhere. I need to rebuy it because it's probably one of my favorite. It's probably my favorite sports movie.
It's definitely up there.
I mean, that Moneyball are up there for me.
Yeah.
I mean, the Mighty Ducks trilogy is just fun.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of this? Did you watch the trailer? Are you interested?
I don't have Netflix right now, but I would definitely watch it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, for me, there's been so many documentaries on the 80 team.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a new. I mean, I'm gonna watch it. I'll. You know, if I have to get Netflix for like a month, so be it. Like, I want to watch it. It just what new? I love to see the angle they take to make it feel fresh. I mean, it's been 46 years.
Yeah.
What new stories can they tell to make it feel fresh?
Well, apparently, it's going to include obviously exclusive footage and firsthand stories of players who are, you know, still around, because they're taking them all back to Lake Placid, and they're doing interviews literally there, like at the stadium.
Oh, that's cool.
So
yeah. Let me borrow your Netflix password, and I'll get right on that.
Yeah, absolutely. now they don't say exactly what they are, but firsthand stories from players as they return to the scene of the famous victory over Soviet Union in the semifinals. So that'll be probably pretty interesting. Yeah, that is all. So we're gearing up for, you want to do a special for, the Olympics? The United States first takes the ice on February 12th. But we can talk about that later. That is all the news I have. Any games you're excited about tonight or this week?
This week there's a bunch of fun games. I mean, this is pretty much the last week, week and a half before we have a hiatus.
Yeah.
But the schedule is got some pretty good games. I mean, tomorrow I like the Buffalo Toronto game. I think every game in the Atlantic is going to be really dialed in. I like that one. I like the Vegas Montreal game. I think that's going to be really good. I like in Wednesday, you got New York versus New York, always fun. But the Flyers, Blue Jackets, the Blue Jackets have been on a tear as of late. They're making some waves, and playing Philly, who's ahead of them, is definitely going to be a must win for Columbus if they want to continue to climb. Going from there, I mean, Thursday you got the Boston, Philly is a big one. I like San Jose, Edmonton at night. I like Dallas, Vegas at night. I think those are all pretty good games. Friday's got one game, Columbus versus Chicago, and then going into Saturday, we're looking at the Minnesota Edmonton game is really good. The Montreal Buffalo, those games have been good the last couple. They've played a few times this year already, and they've did not disappoint. And then Sunday, rounding it out, not really a lot going on. You got Boston, Tampa as the one, and then LA, Carolina. So
Fair enough, fair enough.
just a few.
I mean, yeah. So, what are you looking forward to? What are you expecting the most from the Olympics? I know we'll talk about it more as we get even closer, but
Team USA. Interesting that they tuned the roster. They made a few adjustments, and it's interesting that two of the top five goal scorers in the league right now are Cole Caulfield and Jason Robertson. Both of them are not on the roster. Now, with that said, I don't know where you'd kind of put them. Who would you take off to put them on? Because I feel like this is an amazing Team USA roster. Both those guys are deserving, and I am so happy that I'm not the person making the selection, because those guys are definitely deserving of being on the team representing USA. Things that are going to be challenging. Anyone who gets injured from this point on. Sweden's dealing with Leo Carlson, who had a minor surgery. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to go. He's having a phenomenal year in Anaheim, point per game. He's going to be out for a couple weeks, and that ties into, is he going to be someone who misses the Olympics? I mean, same thing happened with Adam Fox. I mean, he was on the Four Nations team. He gets hurt. He's out of the Olympics for the Team USA, and it's really tough because that's the last thing you want to do, is get hurt leading into this, because it's not like this is every year. Now you have to wait 4 more years to make the roster, and that's 4 years of players getting better, and you have to stay up to snuff. So, really challenging.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I had on my list. Anything else I missed that you want to go over?
No, I think I wanted to talk about the no, I think we hit everything. I mean, yeah, I think exciting times. A lot of teams are dialed in right now. Edmonton has a guy named Connor McDavid who's about to hit 100 points, and like the dude just like doesn't he's a machine. He
Yeah.
just doesn't stop. Does that mean Edmonton is a favorite to go back to the Cup Finals? No.
Yeah,
But
it's a lot stiffer competition this year, which is insane.
they're playing Anaheim tonight, who's 1 point behind them, and they're coming in on a 7-game win streak. Bennett Senecky had a hat trick yesterday. This young player, this team has so many good young players. It's like it is unreal. But he has 18 goals. You got, Cutter Gauthier. And they're dealing with both Leo Carlson and Troy Terry out. And they just have next man up. I mean, you got Kreider, Mikael Granlund, who are veterans playing very well. You got Bennett Konecny just taking advantage of the time he's given. They got Mason McTavish. I mean, this team is really well situated. I mean, Jackson Lacombe is a great offensive defenseman. So Edmonton's got their work cut out for him. That's for sure.
Let me put it to you this way too. Is this the year, speaking of Edmonton, is this the year the Hurricanes, who are on another fucking tear? Sorry, shouldn't
It's
say
okay.
effing.
It's okay. It's not a kid show. It's okay.
Do you think this is the year they finally get over that hump in the playoffs? I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
I think this is a great year for them. They went big game hunting again. This GM does not hesitate on trying to get the best players possible. They got Nikolaj Ehlers. I mean, 40 points in 50 games. That's 80%, points right there. Aho is a point per game player. Svechnikov, one of my favorite players, had a bit of a stumble out of the gate, has turned it around. He has got 18 goals in 52 games, 43 points. He's got 15 points on the power play. He leads the team with 6 power play goals. He's at a plus minus. And he's doing lights out. I mean, when you look at the secondary scoring on this team, when you got Jackson Blake, Taylor Hall, and Logan Stankoven, and all have double digit goals, not to mention one of the best players in the league who did get left off the Olympic team, who was on Four Nations. I think that sucks for him. But Seth Jarvis is well on his way to his third consecutive 30 goal season. And we haven't even talked about the defense. Keandre Miller, Alexander Nikishkin, that Jacob Slavin's been out a lot this year. He's back and he's dialed in. Jalen Chatfield. This team has very, very good depth. And they have an amazing. They just find these great players to come in and step up. Brendan Bussey, 19-3, left field, got him in there. 2.15 goals against average, a .911 save percentage. When he's in, they're winning. Freddie Anderson not having the best year, but we all know his time is slowly coming to an end. And then when they get Peter, Co oh, what is his name? Coach Tekov? Yeah, I butchered that. When he comes back, I mean, he's going to be a great, 1B goalie. And this team is dialed in. I think this could definitely be their year. They're definitely the team to beat as of right now in the East, in my opinion. There are very few teams that are to their caliber. I mean, look, they're tied for the most points in the East. They've won 7 out of the last 10, and they definitely have that offensive punch, which sometimes feels like they're a little bit lacking. But Ehlers definitely brings it. Jackson Blake's a guy who's probably get 25 goals this year. You got Stankoven, who you traded for. I mean, they're built pretty good, man. This team's dealt, and there was rumors that they may look to move Alexander Nikishkin, who was a rookie who they drafted a few years ago, played, was a captain of his team in the KHL. His name came up as a trade bait, and that's a big time trade piece right there. A lot of teams would want to have him on their back end. Very good offensive defenseman, big guy. And if they're looking to add a little bit more offensive punch, he might be that sweetener for that trade. And look out, this team is, well on its way to being dialed in.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. I think that about does it for me. That's all you got? You got anything, any other final thoughts for us?
Let's hope the Italians build this ice rink because otherwise they're all going there for nothing.
They say it'll be ready. We haven't seen any updates in a little bit though.
This reminds me of a story I heard back in the day. Michelangelo was painting the ceiling, you may have heard of, this chapel. And they're like, hey, everyone's coming to look at it on this day. It's going to be ready. And he's like, it'll be ready. So let's have faith. Because, good Lord, if it's not ready, like, what are they going to do?
There's no backup plan. They have said it multiple times. It'll be fun.
Yeah. And now the Rangers are losing. Good job. Good job, New York. Way to
wow.
But, you know, one team losing, another team's winning. The Islanders are up 3-0.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah, man.
That about wraps it up for tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. And please come back next week for more Drive to Antakye.